wonders of modern technology. Okay, moving on. We're just whipping through these things. James, you can come back and do another 20 minutes.
Careful what you ask for.
Yeah, really. Because he's got it ready, I saw. Next Hall of Fame Award. Yes. As a presenter for our next Hall of Fame inductee, we welcome a top Toronto comic artist whose work has been published by most of the major North American comic companies, such titles as Rye the Valiant, Avengers West Coast, Marvel Knights Daredevil, and Inhumans at Marvel, and JLA and Birds of Prey. Thank you for Birds of Prey. At DC, please welcome Mr. Dave Ross.
It is with great embarrassment that I take credit for Dave Ross's accomplishments and inflict myself on you again. Dave has laryngitis, and I unfortunately cannot present today because he'll be as quiet as we all expected the cell phone call to be before it happened. You get me. Dave was a good choice to present the award. He actually took a few classes with Wynn at OCA and said that he remembers every time he sits down to draw many of the lessons that he learned from Wynn. And it was definitely another example of a legacy being passed on from one generation to the next. But Wynn Mortimer was a consummate storyteller, and it's Wynn's own tale being told today by his friends, his family, and his fans. He was born in Hamilton, Ontario, and developed his artistic skills working side by side with his father from the age of two at a lithography firm. As a teenager, he published his first comic strips in the Toronto Star, the same paper that inspired Joe Shuster and Jerry Siegel's Daily Planet. In 1945, after fighting in World War II with the Canadian Army, Wynn headed to New York to seek his fortune. He had an impressive portfolio already and set up meetings with agents all over town, and he arrived early for one particular meeting on Lexington Avenue. With a half an hour to kill, Wynn was intrigued by a stand-up of Superman he had passed in the hall, and he had some time and a portfolio, so why not try his luck? He entered the office and waited nervously in reception while his portfolio was poured over in the back, and checked his watch. His other appointment was about to begin and he had to leave. But DC Comics had one final question for him. When can you start? Wynn never did make his meeting with that agent, and he was working for DC from that moment on. Because DC knew a good thing when they saw it. He became DC's number one cover artist for almost 10 years, drawing far more covers for Superman and Batman than any other artist, more than many artists put together. He also drew the Superman newspaper strip throughout the first half of the 1950s. And while doing that, he still found time to pursue advertising work and painting and created numerous comic strips, including Obadiah, David Crane, and Larry Brandon for the Toronto Star Syndicate, a hard-boiled Canadian private eye who wasn't above threatening the Crown bad guys with a lacrosse stick when no gun was handy. Go Canada! A Toronto Star editor soon discovered Wynn's one weakness, in fact, spelling. One of his letters home to Wynn begged him, please, Wynn, ask your wife how to spell this word before sending the art in. But all spelling aside, Wynn was if you want a true masterclass in storytelling and comics, check any issue of the 1970s series Spidey Super Stories. Knowing the books were designed for young readers learning to read, Wynn drew only what was necessary to tell the story and support the words, which of course were all spelled by other people. Few artists bring such an understanding of comics to their work. Wynn was more than just a comic artist, he was a consummate storyteller. He drew Supergirl, Plastic Man, Spider-Man, the Legion of Superheroes, Boris Karloff, the Twilight Zone, and countless other characters. He joined Neil Adams Continuity Studios in the early 70s and worked there for over 20 years, always delighted to take on new challenges and learn new techniques. Even in retirement, Wynn never stopped creating. He contributed a political strip to his local paper and even joked about banging another one out the very day before he passed on. Wynn Mortimer was a very humble man. He could afford to be. His loving wife is happy to tell anyone who will listen how good he was. To know Eileen Mortimer is to know Wynn. Her independent spirit and pride in her husband's achievements is palpable in every conversation I have shared with her. I can't present this award to Wynn without saying is as much hers as it is Wynn's, and I can prove it. Eileen remembers the day Wynn asked her to pose for the cover of Detective Comics 203. She just wanted to pose as she was, but Wynn insisted she wear the dress, the cape, hold the whip, and put on the boots. Not the boots, Wynn. Yes, the boots. Now stop talking. Don't move. Hold your arm up higher. Now that's teamwork. Wynn Mortimer did so many things. He helped shape Joe and Jerry's Superman into the worldwide icon he is today. He brought us so many classic stories and covers of our favorite characters. He made us think with his political cartoons, and he even helped some of us learn to read. And he accomplished something even the Batman failed to do for 40 years. He married Catwoman. And really, that's enough for me. So it is my great honor to induct Wynn Mortimer into the Joe Shuster Canadian Comic Book Hall of Fame. His nephew, Robert Cutting, and his daughter, Laura, are here to accept the award. So please give them a warm welcome.
Indeed an honor to accept this award. My Aunt Eileen is on a four-day junket to Amsterdam, and it's one of those, I'm in there quickly and I'm back out again, but it was a quick trip put together by her son, who's has a business trip there, and asked, would you like to go? And she asked, could you come here, since you're closer to Toronto than I am, we're just from Oshawa, so she asked, could you come there and pick up the award for Wynn? And it's a great honor to do this for my uncle. My whole life growing up, I heard about this wonderful man, Winslow Mortimer, who drew these comics, who I read his Larry Brannan comic in the Toronto Star religiously. And I kept on asking my parents, could we ever go down to Carmel, New York and visit Uncle Wynn? And it was always, yeah, maybe we'll get there one day, or maybe next summer. And we'd always get to next summer. When can we go visit Uncle Wynn? Because I wanted to talk to him about, how'd you do this? You know, how'd you get into this? I never got to see him in my early life. And then after I was married, had my children, he decided to start visiting here. And so he would visit my parents in Oshawa and ask them to have us come over because he wanted to see the extended family. And the person that he made out of my three children, the person that he made the most contact and, shall we say, connection with was Laura. Met her when she was about 6 years old. And one of the first things she did for him was to take some plasticine, because Laura is extremely gifted in being able to model just by taking something and putting it together. And she made, was it a little doll, dog and a ball? Dog and a ball. And as soon as he saw that, the eyes lit up. And the one thing you have to know about Wynn, he always walked around with this pad in his pocket. And he always had a pencil. And as soon as Laura had done this, he whipped out the pad, quickly did a picture, gave it to her and said, here, and then went on from there. It was just a total joy going over and sitting talking with Wynn, thankfully meeting him in his later years, and after my children have been able to see him. And I would like to show you one thing. This was something that happens. This is where you call serendipity. It just happens right here. We were honored to be given this comic book, the Spidey Super Series, that was drawn by Wynn. And the interesting thing about this particular comic is that in 1994, Wynn sent to Laura a package of material. One of the pieces of the material was the original piece from page 5 of this comic. And as Robert said about the spelling, there's a couple of spots on here where it's been whited out and the proper spelling has been put in. But the fascinating thing for Laura and I was to take this out of the tube that we brought and then to open up this comic and see page 5 finished. So we go from the rough to the actual. On behalf of Wynn Mortimer, Eileen, and their family, we thank you for this.